Having finished yesterday the discussion of the bracha of tshuva, we begin the bracha of Slach Lanu Avinu, asking HaKadosh Baruch for forgiveness. Now, two unique languages that are used, Slach Lanu Avinu ki chatanu, the word chet, Slach Lanu Avinu ki pashanu, the word pesha. These refer to two different kinds of sins that we ask Hashem to forgive us for. Chet is a lower level. Chet is something that you did by mistake, b'shogeg, and it's not just because you did it by mistake, it doesn't mean that you're not responsible for it, right? If you're driving a car and you, by mistake, you know, you didn't brake quickly enough and you ram the guy in front of you and he suffers, you know, $1,500 worth of damages in his trunk. So just the fact that it's by mistake doesn't exempt you. It doesn't mean his trunk didn't break and doesn't exempt you from responsibility. So yes, chet, we do have to do tshuva for it. Of course, it's not nearly as severe as if a person does something bemazed, you know, on purpose. That is certainly requires a higher level of tshuva. It's interesting to note, the Aros Dvash has a different explanation of these two words, chatanu and pashanu. Chatanu, he says, refers to if a person does a chet one time. If you do it a one-timer, then okay, we ask Hashem to do tshuva, to forgive us for that. But not only that, pashanu, says the Aros Dvash, refers to numerous times. You do the same thing again and again and again. If you were my friend and you would, you know, by mistake, bump into me, or I remember when I was in yeshiva in the mirror, everybody's sitting very crowded, and there's a guy who, you know, you sort of sometimes lean your chair back too much and you're sort of pushing the guy behind you. So okay, one time, you know, each Seder it happens and he gets annoyed, he says, excuse me, you know, you're pushing back at me. But then after it happens three times during the same Seder, he gets really annoyed because, you know, I asked you once. Even there, Hashem has the rachman, the mercy to forgive us. But we could take this a step deeper. Let's put that on the side. Let's work with the first pshat, that one is referring to when a person does something b'shogeg, by mistake, as opposed to on purpose. If you look at the way we address Hashem on each of those, Slach Lanu Avinu ki chatanu, forgive us Avinu, Avinu our father. The commentators explain that whenever a father, if you imagine a father, if you ever watched on TV, they say, you know, somebody is arraigned for whatever terrible crime they did, and their mother's convinced that it didn't happen, it wasn't on purpose. Same thing with the bracha. Slach Lanu Avinu ki chatanu. When we're talking about Avinu, Hashem who sees us as our children, He's our Father, everything in that perspective is chatanu. It's nothing more than shogeg. Slach Lanu Avinu ki malkeinu ki pashanu, but in terms of our relationship with Hashem, as He is the King of the world, He is the King over us, then, well, the relationship between a servant and a king is that whatever He says has to be done regardless. I don't care what your motivations were or weren't. I told you to do something, you didn't do it. And therefore, everything is, in a sense, seen as amazed. So whatever relationship we're asking Hashem, whatever relationship we have with you, God, please forgive me on both counts. We also ask for two things. We ask for Slach Lanu and Mechal Lanu. Two different levels of forgiveness that we're asking from Hashem. I just want to end with a quick, not a story, but a mashal. Imagine a little boy who is an absolute terror. And his parents have no idea how they could control his behavior, and they figure they're going to try this emotional game, that whenever he does something wrong, they're going to knock a peg or a nail into his ceiling above his bed. Okay, he thinks it's cute, he doesn't get punished, they just knock a nail up above his bed. Little by little, day after day, the nails get bang, 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 one after the other, and one morning he freaks out and said, oh my goodness, this is absurd. I can't really believe that I caused my whole entire ceiling to get filled with these nails of all, each one representing a different thing that I did wrong or mischievous or... And he freaks out, he says, no, he changes his ways. And they make a deal, okay, each time that he does something good, he gets a good letter from his teacher, they'll pull out a nail. One after another, after another, after a few months, 2-3 months, each nail is pulled out. Fine, he's a happy person, a changed young man. He looks up at his bed when he wakes up one morning, and what does he see on the roof? He sees a ceiling full of holes. In other words, yes, perhaps the punishment or the on one level what he did was taken away, but you could still see that there was a sin that had occurred at some point. Therefore, we ask Hashem for two things. On one hand, on the lower level, Hashem, please forgive us, you don't have to punish us for whatever we did. But even if you don't punish us, there still exists the roshem, that indication that chet had been transgressed, that relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu that had been distanced a little bit through the chet. So even if we might not be punished, Hashem, please bring me back to that initial state where there wasn't that distance between us. We should all be zocha to complete slicha.